Good evening. Welcome to Cactus Internet Radio, www.theebonycactus.com. I'm your host, George Brooks, and we are pleased to spend a few minutes with Mr. Ron Langston, the director of the Minority Business Development Agency, part of the U.S. Department of Commerce.
Glad to be here.
Mr. Langston is here for Congressman J.D. Hayworth's second Minority Business Summit here in Tempe, Arizona on May 7th, 2004. Mr. Langston, why are you here?
First of all, I'm here at the invitation of Congressman J.D. Hayworth. This is his second Minority Business Enterprise Conference, and I want to applaud the Congressman for having his second conference, and he's made a commitment to hopefully have this as an annual event and really increase the interest and hopefully overall improve the business participation rate of minority business enterprises in Arizona, particularly in this area.
Excellent. Now, okay, what do you seek to accomplish by this conference?
Well, last year, my presence here was basically to introduce the Minority Business Development Agency to Arizonians, particularly in this area. Number two, there was a lot of data about minority businesses, you know, their status, how many there are, the 3.3 million and growing, but we're only 14.5% of all U.S. firms. We only employ about 4.4% of the employees, and we only represent about 3.2% of the gross receipts. So last year, it was an effort to educate and introduce ourselves to this community about minority business enterprise. This year, we want to build upon that. I'm very focused, as we've been traveling around the country, about minority business participation rates in business increasing, particularly among Latinos and African Americans. Number two, I think it's critically important that minorities, particularly, again, African Americans and Latinos, partner in the technology arena. Technology over the 90s was probably one of the highest beneficiaries of venture capital money. It's still a growth industry. There's still a lot of things that are on online that can be produced and a lot of benefits from technology. Three, I have learned since last time here that we do have something called the National Technology Transfer Council, which is in Wheeling, West Virginia. And there's a gentleman by the name of Joe Allen, Dr. Joe Allen, who's been educating me about the number of research projects that have been completed by federal laboratories, U.S. federal laboratories. That is, American tax dollars have already paid for this research, and this research is sitting on shelves. And what we need to do is try to drive minority businesses to these research projects and have them commercialize these projects up and bring them to market. And that's going to take a partnership with technology firms and with some financial interests or venture capitalists to bring these things to market. But clearly, that's important. Equally important is that I want to talk to Indian country about their role in technology transfer and its commercialization. I think Indian country may be, because of its reservation status and ability to initiate laws and have no taxes or very limited taxes, provide some competitive advantages to those businesses that will invest in commercialization and technology transfer and bring them to market. So I want to introduce that issue at this conference as well.
Tell me a few things about supplier diversity.
Supplier diversity is really the underpinning and foundation to a lot of the big companies' growth and sustainability. If you are one of the big three, Ford, Daimler, Chrysler, GM, in order for you to sustain competitive advantage, to have competitive prices, to have high-quality products, to take advantage of new technologies and integrate those new technologies into your end product, you need suppliers. Because a lot of outsourcing, and I don't mean outsourcing to China or Japan, but I mean what plants used to do inside their walls, they now are outsourcing to smaller companies who could be more efficient, who could be more focused and concentrated. And having a very strong and deep list of minority suppliers is very critical. I want to applaud Harriet Michelle and the National Minority Supply Development Council. They've done a wonderful job of of identifying and verifying minority businesses, and also helping to develop and sustain that supply debate developer chain. And we need this organization, and we need more suppliers who can, at different levels of sophistication and size and capacity, compete in this arena.
Now, this is a worldwide broadcast over the World Wide Web. Is there anything that you would like to encourage our readers to do, some action you'd like them to take based on your words?
Well, first of all, let me make a selfish plug for the Minority Business Development Agency. Our website is www.mbda.gov, and I repeat, www.mbda.gov. I would like the listening audience to go to our website to take advantage of our Phoenix Opportunity Database that we have online, that you can sign up with your business and present your profile. It's a matchmaking system, and we want to fill and populate that database with prospective businesses that want to do business and want to be matched. It's our Phoenix Data Opportunity Base, and we need more people on that system. Number two, they're also under our demographics bucket. There are data about minority businesses, status, about population trends, keys to entrepreneurial success. There are access to capital, to education, and technology. And these are free. They're free. And they can be PDF downloaded or just printed off from computers. I think it's very important, finally, we are very committed to minority business enterprises participate in the global worldwide economy. Minority businesses need to see themselves as in the greater economy and not just in a 3-block radius of their neighborhood or within a 50-mile radius of where they can drive. This is a worldwide economy, and we need to be in the hunt. We need to have linkages not only to Asia and Latin America, but to Africa. And we need to identify those businesses in Africa that can link back to African-American or minority businesses, same way that Asians link back to Asia, and Latinos link back to Latin America. And then there are other minority businesses and minority groups, racial minority groups in Europe, Scandinavia, that want to do business with us. And let's reach out to them with this global, worldwide, great internet that we have here. And I'm very proud of you, sir, for allowing me a few moments to introduce myself via this medium.
Mr. Langston, thank you very much for your time and for taking part in our first broadcast. We'd like to encourage the listener to read the Ebony Cactus magazine, again at www.theebonycactus.com, where we'll have more excerpts from this interview and also from things over the next couple of days with this Minority Business Summit. I am your host, George B. Brooks, Jr., PhD, editor of the Ebony Cactus. Take care and thank you. Thank you.